Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So it's Juneteenth. And, you know, this is a nice breakdown of some of the history of, you know, where Juneteenth came from. A lot of people believe that the Emancipation Proclamation was the day of the end of slavery, and it wasn't. It didn't happen until 2.5 years after. So Juneteenth.com, there's a website that kind of breaks down the history of it. It is the oldest nationally celebrated commemoration of the ending of slavery in the United States. It dates back to 1865 on June 19th, which is why it's called Juneteenth. So Union soldiers were led by Major General Gordon Granger, landed at Galveston, Texas, with news that the war had ended and that the enslaved were now free. Remember, there were no cell phones, social media, so when the war was over, how did anybody find out? Plus, you know, with wartime, there was also a lot of fake news. If you thought fake news was just, you know, in this era, no. So, you know, people would say, oh, yeah, you know, we're winning, and that happened a lot with the Confederacy, too. You know, there would be reports of, we did well, we won, we did, you know, just to kind of boost morale, and it might not have been the case. So when Major General Gordon Granger landed in Galveston with the news that the enslaved were free, it was actually the 2.5 years after President Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation, which had become official January 1, 1863. Even though the Emancipation Proclamation is historical, that wasn't technically the day all slaves were free. They said that the Emancipation Proclamation unfortunately had little impact on Texans due to the minimal number of Union troops that could enforce the new executive order. But with the surrender of General Lee in April of 1865 and then the arrival of General Granger's regiment, the forces were strong enough to influence and overcome any resistance. Now, so there's a lot of been, I guess, attempts to kind of explain the 2.5 year delay. Some people think that messengers were murdered on their way to Texas with news of freedom. Others that the news was deliberately withheld by those who did have slaves to maintain their labor force and plantations. Remember, slaves were very economical for them. That was part of their industry. And so the fights were unfortunately, you know, pretty vicious. And I, you know, slave owners who, you know, didn't have to pay their slaves all of a sudden would have to now pay a employment force, a workforce. People thought that, you know, tooth and nail. So I wouldn't be surprised if any of those happened. Another theory is that federal troops actually waited for the slave owners to reap the benefits of one last cotton harvest before going to Texas to then enforce the Emancipation Proclamation. So I'm not sure whatever happened, but unfortunately, when people got the memo, unfortunately, it still took a while for slaves to be free. So there was shock. There was, you know, resistance. And, you know, June 19th, was the day that finally, it was where enough news got to the area and enough people were able to enforce it that men and women were realized that they were free and were able to be free. Unfortunately, they didn't go from, you know, being slaves to being free within a minute and then having a house and having food and having a means to take care of themselves. It was a huge, long, you know, process where, you know, once a slave was freed, that, you know, how did they get a job? How did they, you know, who would hire them? You know, they lived in an area where, you know, many slave owners were mad that they, you know, that they couldn't have free labor. You know, were some of them quick to hire? June 19th is coined Juneteenth. It grew more participation as the years progressed. I believe it was called Jubilee Day, so people would, you know, have parties and barbecue and things like that. But then it would unfortunately, you know, become less, shall we say, popular during certain times. They say in the early years, a little interest existed outside the African-American community for participation in celebrations. And there was even resistance, barring the use of public property for festivities. And so many times, you know, these activities for Juneteenth had to happen, you know, on church grounds. And they say there was a fundraising effort that made $1,000 and made possible the purchase of Emancipation Park in Houston, Texas. And Booker T. Washington Park later became the Juneteenth celebration site in 1898. So slowly these celebrations, you know, were able to flourish. And then, you know, finally we started to, you know, see Juneteenth the way we see it now. Of course, during the early 1900s and during the Depression, June 19th didn't seem to be celebrated as much. It unfortunately, you know, wouldn't get covered a lot by media. And, you know, if it fell on a weekend or it fell, you know, on a holiday, if June 19th fell on Father's Day or if June 19th fell during the week when people were busy and working, you know, there might not be much. But the civil rights movement seemed to allow an opportunity to resurge Juneteenth celebrations, and so that's where we are at now. Then, by January 1, 1980, Texas was the first state to recognize the observance of Juneteenth. And now I believe the majority of states, not all of them, have recognized Juneteenth. We just don't have, I guess, a national, I don't know why we don't have a national observation or a, declaration of that as a national holiday. So I think that's going to be coming soon. So, you know, if you have any questions on that, go to Juneteenth.com. History.com also has a nice write-up on that. You know, it's, you know, when we look at history a lot of times is written in one paragraph, you know, or it's written in, you know, one chapter. And it just can't begin to capture, you know, the years and years and years of how things evolved. You know, so, you know, we're grateful that, you know, the end of slavery has happened. Happened then. And, you know, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight and increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDAL. My allergies are killing me. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials and who's listening to me sniffle the whole time. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Also, big thank you for your donations to U.S. Vets and those that are homeless and you don't need help. You know, a lot of charities need help, and we're going to talk about that. I see fundraising all over the place right now because, you know, it's they haven't been able to fundraise during lockdowns, and there's still so much work that has to be done. It's a difficult time, and you know, one thing that's made it very difficult is the lockdowns. Not only did we have a virus, and did we have a virus that kept resurging, but then we had lockdowns that shut down cities, and you know, basically pulled the plug on you know a lot of industries. And putting the plug back in isn't necessarily recharging it to its full strength. And it's I see a lot of, you know, puttering and sputtering and trying to get back into the swing of things. And so Anthony Fauci gave us some hope, right, saying probably not going to lock down again. Even saying, and remember, he's a medical expert on infectious disease, that it probably won't be necessary for the second wave. Now, that obviously has spurned a whole bunch of talk. Okay? Some people think, was it even necessary for the first wave? Others are saying, wait a second, are they scared? Are they scared to shut everybody down? What's Trump trying to say? Dr. Fauci is not supposed to be an extension of Donald Trump. He had that role, and I think people believe that, you know, he's only allowed to be on the mic, you know, if it's something that Donald Trump will approve, and maybe that's the case, maybe it's not. But when I listen to Dr. Fauci, I don't listen to the voice of the administration or of Congress or the powers that be. I'm listening to a doctor who's trying to give advice and be political at the same time. And so I respect him, I honor him, but unfortunately I can't really take what he says as anything predictable, because even he said this is an unpredictable virus. I mean, we don't know if it's going to mutate. We don't know what we're looking at. So I found it kind of odd. I'm going to be really honest with you. I kind of found it odd that he had suggested that we will not, you know, that we wouldn't need another lockdown. Now, how do I read it as a physician? I read it as lockdowns might not work, all right, unless they are so severe and so strict and so debilitating that the country's going to revolt. I mean, guys, we got to be honest with each other. This lockdown that we had was one of the weeniest lockdowns possible, right? We shut down a bunch of businesses, but we had a lot of business open. We told everybody, don't worry, you guys could still go shopping, you could still do this because you still could get gas, whatever. We obviously forced people to still work in these essential businesses. Banks had to be open, marijuana stores had to be open, Walmart, and us on lockdown we're really grateful that, okay, great, we could order from Amazon. Well, why were we able to order from Amazon? Because there were people working at Amazon. So was it really a countrywide lockdown? Which, you know, brings up the debate, was it even helpful? Many people say it was. Because if you had half the country locked up, you know, in their houses and social distancing, the virus slowed. Some people say, well, the virus would have slowed anyway. Others say we didn't even need the lockdown from the government because the average person was scared to death and didn't want to go outside anyway. So as a business owner and a physician and a citizen, all right, I'm always thinking about what's going to happen this fall. I got weddings to go to. I got a wedding to go to this next month, one in October, one, you know, I want to know that, you know, we're going to have some sort of normalcy that, you know, if I had to go to a funeral, God forbid, I could go. You know, if my kid's going to go to school, is my kid going to get to stay in school? These kids, they do want to go back to school. It's interesting. Talk to your kids. They do miss other kids. Even if they've hated school and they've bagged on it all this time, you know, kids need to be around other kids. So I'm really worried about what's going to happen this fall. So hearing Dr. Fauci say, you know, we don't think that's going to be necessary. Now, why? What's he basing that on? The vaccine. Well, I told you guys what's going on with the vaccine. Even if we have a vaccine, it doesn't mean you and I are going to have access to it this fall. We might not have access to it till next year when they have enough doses, when they've proven that it works, assuming it works for that strain. So when you hear Dr. Fauci say, we don't think we're going to have to do another lockdown, we don't think it's going to be necessary, I can't do anything with that. Okay, you know, the answer that if I was in Dr. Fauci's position, and I don't want to be, okay, I mean, bless him for doing what he's doing. That is not an easy job. But if I had to be Dr. Fauci, and I had to get up there, and I had to be in front of the microphone, right, you know, be in front of the Washington administration, and being in front of all the legislators, and being out there in D.C., I'd be like, you know, my statement is, I don't know what the hell's going on. I don't know where this is going to go. And I hope to high heaven we don't have to lock down again. because that was one of the most devastating things we could have ever done to our economy, and I just don't know if you know, it was worth it. That's what I would have said in front of the microphone. However, I would have also said, look, this is a deadly virus, and the virus does scare me. I'm a doctor, and I do get scared by this virus. So don't think it's fake. Don't dink around. Don't be saying it's conspiracy theories. Okay? It's a virus. It's a real virus. We have proof it's a real virus. And it's a virus that's very easily spread. So just, you know, everybody just kind of, you know, hold on to your butts and your jewels. And let's just pray that, you know, things go smoothly. This is why I haven't been offered Dr. Fauci's position, right? Because that's what I would say on the mic. So, you know, what I'm kind of interpreting, though, and, you know, if I read between the lines, I'd love to read between the lines, is the Washington administration, our current administration, now who knows what's going to happen after the election, but our current administration is not going to want us closing down and is going to fight it as much as they can. But I've said this time and time again, it's not going to be up to Trump. It's not going to be up to Congress. It's not going to be up to Senate. It's not even really, I don't even think, going to be up to the governors. It's going to be up to the schools. It is our close down is going to be up to the schools, and it's probably not even going to have anything to do with COVID. All right? If those schools decide to close because of a school shooting, because of flu, and those parents rip their kids out of school, those schools close. When those schools close, parents now have to be home with their kids. If parents can't go and man, you know, their position, right? They can't come to work. I want to know, this really is, our next lockdown is so dependent on schools. I don't even know if school districts realize how crucial their role is. And I don't know if they're devising a hybrid or coming up with a plan so that they don't have to close. And I'm really honest about it, guys. I mean, this virus is scary. Yeah, the virus may come back. The virus may not come back. Flu might be really bad. It's all going to be dependent on the schools. And if those schools have to close for any reason, we go back to shutdown mode. Now, yes, there's also factors. If the media starts bringing up the hype, if the media goes, oh my gosh, we're going to have 60,000 flu-related deaths this year, which we always do. I mean, that's what we average. And people are like, you know what? I'm not going out in flu season. I think I'm going to lock down every flu season. If that happens, we're going to see shutdowns again. I mean, your business can only stay open if people are coming. If customers aren't coming, you might as well have your staff furloughed and, you know, not take any more losses. It's a really, really sad reality, but that's what happened. You know, many places closed before the governors locked us down. A lot of people are mad at my governor, Governor Sisolak. I can't blame Governor Sisolak because places were closing down anyway, even before he called it. So, I mean, if somebody thought it was going to be unsafe, if customers thought it was going to be unsafe, if employers thought it was going to be unsafe for workers, they're like, you know what, let's just close down. They weren't waiting for politicians. So the close down happened not so much because of government, but because of the hysteria, media, and the schools. The schools closed. We closed down because of the schools and because of the hype and everything else going on and because of the virus. It was the governors and the government officials that managed the shutdown. And that's where there's a lot of debate and a lot of criticism. Some of us really didn't want to play pickleball, you know, and we were allowed to play pickleball before we were able to get our hair and nails done. So that definitely spurred some controversy, especially when, if you've ever had broken nails, and someone like me that's washed my hands like hundreds of times a day, right, and having very thin nails, if I don't get my nails done, I'm in pain, I can't type, I can't use my fingers, it's kind of debilitating, pretty medical. You know, you have a cracked toenail, that hurts. So, you know, what Dr. Fauci says gives us some relief that we don't think the government is going to try to decree a lockdown, but as I've said before, it's not going to be up to any of them. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
I'm I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Full steam ahead as President Trump is continuing to make final plans for his rally on Saturday night in Tulsa, Oklahoma, the first rally in months because of the coronavirus outbreak in the United States.
We're going to be in Oklahoma, and it's a crowd like I guess nobody's seen before. We have tremendous request for tickets like I think probably has never happened politically before.
The president also taking to Twitter and saying any protesters, anarchists, agitators, looters, or lowlifes who are going to be in Oklahoma, please understand you will not be treated like you have been in Seattle, New York, or Minneapolis. It will be a much different scene. Juneteenth celebrations continuing across the United States. June 19th marks the end of slavery in the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News. Seattle business owner Jory Rodolfo says his city's troubles began long before demonstrators took over six city blocks and called it the Capitol Hill Occupied Protest, or CHOP for short. Rodolfo saying he's seen the crime rate surge, more homeless people, and drugs and gangs taking over his downtown. He tells Fox News many business owners are fed up and leaving the city.
Speaking for myself and for other friends that have either restaurants or other businesses, I can tell you that it's about to have, Seattle's going to experience a mass exodus. And yeah. I hear people going to Idaho.
The Treasury Department is reporting U.S. charitable donations in 2019 were nearly $500 billion and marked the highest contributions ever. The Treasury Department saying that individuals, corporations, and foundations gave $446 billion to charities in the United States last year. That's an increase of just over 4%. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So remember yesterday we were told that Ford wants to unveil their new Bronco, and they were going to unveil it July 13th, which coincided with O.J. Simpson's birthday. Now, I don't know who the hell is in their marketing team, but that was probably one of the most strategic moves, and now we're being told that Ford is going to delay unveiling their new SUV Bronco. Ford had said the timing of the original date, July 8th. Oh, it was originally July 8th, which was going to be O.J. Simpson's 73rd birthday. They said it was purely coincidental. The company is now moving the debut to July 13th. As you know, O.J. Simpson was in a Ford Bronco during his infamous car chase, which was kind of low speed on the California highways. This occurred after he allegedly killed his wife and Ron Goldman. Ford Motor is delaying the unveiling of their highly anticipated Bronco SUV lineup, so it will not coincide with O.J. Simpson's birthday. Yeah, it's interesting. Maybe this was an accident. But you see, this is why in marketing you need to do research. I talk a lot about marketing. We'll talk more about that in a little bit. But it's one of those things where, you know, you could have just with that one little move, you know, avoided a lot of, shall we say, bad publicity. And, having a new car that you want to release and having it associated with one of the most, you know, notorious crimes of, you know, the 90s and the a celebrity murder case, you really don't want your product always associated with that. Yeah, there might be a few people going, yeah, I want to get a Ford Bronco similar to that. And, you know, there might be people wanting to buy that memorabilia. But for most of us, nah, we're going to pass. So, anyway, the date change comes after Detroit Free Press reported that two local union auto worker leaders representing Ford workers voiced concerns about the vehicle debuting on Simpson's birthday. The family of Simpson, Nicole Brown Simpson, also voiced concern. O.J. Simpson is turning 73 years old. He was charged but acquitted of murder, right? Because if the glove don't fit, you have to acquit. And that was that work. That was probably, you know, in legal circles, one of the most, brilliantly and now accoladed legal moves by O.J. Simpson's attorney. If the glove don't fit, you have to acquit. And the glove didn't fit, or the glove doesn't fit. I forget what the quote is, but the glove didn't fit. And O.J. Simpson showed that he couldn't get into the glove. And apparently that was enough to woo the jurors into saying, nope, then it wasn't his. So he was acquitted. However, he, I believe the civil suits seemed to go the way of the family. So the debut of this new Bronco has been anticipated for years. I remember Ford Broncos, you know, in the 80s, and the Broncos were good cars. They were strong, strong trucks. And Ford initially confirmed its return back in 2017. They say that the Bronco will live up to its reputation as a classic off-road SUV, which returns for the first time since 1996. The 2021 Bronco is expected to be squarely positioned against Fiat Chrysler's Jeep brand. Yeah, I don't know. I'm happy with my car. I got a used sedan. I'm fine with that. We have a couple Jeeps, old Jeeps for the kids. Our kids have our old cars because I didn't get a car. I mean, I had to buy my own car. My first car was a little Chevy Chevette, no air conditioning. I bought it for $1,800. I forgot how many miles I was on it. And it did the trick. It did what it needed to until I could trade it up to get a little love truck. I got this little Isuzu truck for $6,000-$7,000 in the 90s. It was good. I don't know how I got it so cheap. Then from there, I went through cars as I got into car accidents. So now, you know, I love my sedan. It works. But I really like Corvettes. We'll talk about that. Breaking news. Louisville PD fires one of the three cops involved in Breonna Taylor's killing, as Kentucky Attorney General says he is still considering charges. So one of the three cops involved in Breonna Taylor's killing has been fired. Brett Hankinson, who had previously been accused of sexual assault on the job, has been fired. Two other cops, Jonathan Mattingly and Miles Cosgrove, have not been fired yet. The mayor refused to say why Hankinson was fired over the other two. They said, unfortunately, due to a provision in state law that I would very much like to see changed, both the chief and I are precluded from talking about what brought us to the moment or even the timing of the decision. And it came after the Kentucky Attorney General said on Thursday that he was still investigating the case and hadn't decided on charges. Now, Breonna Taylor was shot dead in March when three plainclothes officers performed a no-knock arrest at her apartment in Louisville. The officer said they were investigating drug offenses, and Taylor's boyfriend began to open fire on them when they entered. Her family said that neither she, who was an EMT at the time, nor her boyfriend used drugs. And the reason why he fired at the officers is because he thought they were intruders. They weren't in their uniforms. I don't know if it was dark and he couldn't see. So Attorney General Daniel Cameron said his office had still not decided on whether or not charges should be brought. Our office has undertaken a thorough and fair investigation. He said, we are working around the clock to follow the law to the truth. Everyone involved in this case deserves nothing less. An investigation of this magnitude requires time and patience. However, I can assure you that at the end of our investigation, we will do what is right. So Beyonce had addressed a letter which demanded transparency in the case. He said it meant nothing more to him than it came from a celebrity, than a member of public, and that he is committed to justice. He said whether it's a celebrity or a Kentuckian or any interested party, he says, I take great care and concern. So Louisville PD had released a heavily redacted incident report, they said, which said that she had no injuries despite her having been shot 8 times. I have no idea what's going on here. According to witnesses, she had been shot 8 times, was found in a pool of blood. So the family says the city has been ignoring subpoenas for records relating to her death. And, you know, this Ahmaud Arbery, he was the 26-year-old, shot dead in Georgia. We're being told that the city is kind of refusing to turn over subpoenaed records for that. There is a process, and I get there is a process. Unfortunately, you know, people want answers. And I think, you know, the majority of us do appreciate what our police officers do to keep us safe, but we also understand and are shocked and, actually I don't want to say understand, but we are aware that there are some very, very deadly, tragic errors that happen. And we would be naive to think they don't happen. There's errors that happen in medicine. There's errors that happen, you know, tragic ones, in police departments and, you know, with, you know, for any of us. I mean, no industry is without their calamities. And it's a truth we don't want to know. We don't want to think about. Unfortunately, how do you fix that? How do you fix mistakes? How do you fix racism? How do you fix stupidity? How do you fix inexperience? How do you fix mental illness? You know, when you hear, you know, military come in and shoot up Fort Hood, I mean, shoot their fellow comrades. Yeah, I mean, you know, how do you explain that? How do you prevent that? And so no-knock warrants, you know, are supposed to, you know, hopefully help some of that. Unfortunately, this is not going to be the last time an innocent person dies. You know, in the middle of an arrest or a search or, you know, this, you know, same thing, like I said, in many industries, there's, you know, going to be innocent lives lost. You know, do we shoot for 100%? Yes. Will it happen? It probably won't. And, you know, people are going to want answers and, you know, one death is one death too many. But the reality is bad stuff happens and it shouldn't happen and it does. So what do we do to prevent it? 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of my Facebook buddies and listeners of the show asked me to kind of look into a few things and provide some help because a bunch of people are getting desperate. And we had had him on the show a couple days ago to talk about what's going on, and he had said that there's a lot of people in Southern Nevada, where I live, that still haven't gotten unemployment benefits.
or they got them for a few weeks and then they got stopped, and there's nobody to turn to, there's nobody to talk to, there's nobody to call. And we're hearing, I think this is out of CNBC, that 44% of people who applied for unemployment benefits got denied or are still waiting. Now, we're going into month 3 from the lockdown. And when we, you know, I started to kind of take a poll and to kind of take a temperature of what's going on. You know, there were some people, and I appreciate everybody's opinion, and I love all my followers on Facebook and all that, but a couple of them ticked me off when, you know, some said, I've been working, and I've been working this whole time. And almost like it was a choice that people who lost their job chose. Mind you, it's a little bit blurred. You know, it's not completely black and white on what's been going on. Yes, there are individuals that have enjoyed being on unemployment. They have enjoyed getting their 467 or whatever, plus their additional 600 a week, and they were reluctant on going back to work because they were making extra money. Yes, there are people out there taking advantage of the system, but that's not who I'm trying to help. I'm trying to help those who March 13th or March 16th applied, wherever it was across the United States, applied for unemployment because they got laid off. They got fired because their boss had to. Their boss had to close down. And they tried to apply and they hit a wall. They were denied for a variety of reasons, or maybe they weren't denied and they still haven't gotten their money. Oh, they only got partial money. Now, I was able to work. And I'm really blessed by that, but that was a blessing that I was able to work. Now, not everybody thinks it was a blessing because many had to work in essential businesses, and those essential businesses put them at risk for coronavirus. So we have a lot of people kind of feeling really, 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 really shafted by everything going on. Those many people who wanted to work couldn't work, and they wanted to work, and they aren't allowed to get back to their job. Other people who really wanted to stay home and play it safe and not get their family members sick or be exposed themselves had to work. So a lot of people got shafted. It was a complete cluster. But here we are 3 months in, and we have fellow Americans who like you heard Richard when he was on the show, he's using up whatever money he's had to still live because his unemployment benefits got stopped. Now, again, we aren't going to talk about those who are defrauding the system. We're not talking about that select group or select few of people, you know, who got a job back, but they're still trying to get unemployment, or they're trying to cut their hours back so they still get partial and then they can still get the 600. We're not going to talk about them. We've already talked about them, and I think they're really ruining the system and they need to stop it. But we're talking about those who lost their job. They're trying to feed their families. They want to go back to work. They're telling their boss, hire me day one. And what's happening? So we're hearing this out of Florida. We're hearing this throughout the United States. What's happening with these unemployment, these Department of Unemployment and Rehabilitation and departments? So look at what happened with the lockdown. When the lockdown happened, we assumed that all essential businesses were going to have full staff. Well, no, because if some of them got sick, or if some of them thought they were exposed, they could have come to work. So the first thing that happened is many of these agencies did not have full staff. They didn't. When the lockdown happened, and remember, the kids were out of school. Many of these people were parents. They couldn't come to work. So we had a situation where one of the government agencies, which is essential and most highly needed, wasn't at full staff. I don't know which state particular and which state had less staff and which state had adequate staff, but that was obviously problem number one. Problem number two is, let's say you had an adequate number of staff. You now have millions of people calling in for benefits. All right. If you are in a city that has 5 million people or 10 million people, or where I live, 2 million people. All right. You aren't going to have enough staff to deal with the calls. Then they also have to make sure there's no fraud. You know, I mean, we expect that our tax dollars are being spent properly. So now, and God bless these people working in these departments like Dieter and stuff. I mean, they could only do so much. One, they're not able to shut down and they have to be around others who could be sick. Number two is now they're working the workload of 20 people. So, on the other side, people who were trying to get benefits were jammed lines, being told there's a glitch. Some were being told it's the bank where the unemployment division was trying to give the money, but there was an issue with the bank. Others were told, just got a recording saying, please call back at a later time. People were going online, and it's been a mess. Many people got their 497 or 492 or whatever, but they didn't get the 600 extra. And so the average person who is happy with their unemployment benefits, happy, right, isn't really, is a lot less of a percentage than we know. Then, in my neck of the woods, the governor said, you don't even have to do the weekly, we're not going to be asking you for weekly job proof. And they had to do that move because you don't have enough staff looking for fraud, looking for, okay, we get to stop the benefits. And because most of the places were still shut down, if you lost your job because you worked at a casino and the casino was shut down, most likely, you know, you not being able to find another job a week later is understood. So I get that. And it sounds like, you know, what we did in our neck of the woods was the best we could, but the best isn't good enough. And so we have individuals there out here that want to work. They will take any job, and there's not enough jobs, especially when a bunch of restaurants can only fill to max or to half max, or salons, you know, can only fill to half max. That PPP loan that forced, that told businesses that, you know, you have to hire 90% back, brilliantly designed in terms of that. But if you're still going to take a loss, you might as well stay closed. Or then fine, just use it as a loan. But it doesn't make sense to have, to, you know, with the little money that you might have gotten from the PPP program, staff full staff. So there are people out there that want to work. There's people out there that need help. Luckily, I've seen news outlets like News 13, you know, try to talk to the governor and try to get also when I was doing my little poll, I noticed that News 13 had done it even beyond what I could have even been able to do, and fantastic job on their part, you know, trying to, you know, be the spokesperson for these people. And this is happening throughout the country. We're hearing in Florida, people are directing their calls to the governor's office. That's not going to go anywhere if the governor's office is already overwhelmed. You know, I'm trying to get proclamations for National Blood Donation Week and getting governors to proclaim blood donation days, you know, so we could raise blood because people need blood. I mean, to me, blood is very, very life-saving. They got bigger fish to fry. Some governor's offices are like, sorry, we're not even going to deal with anything else right now, you know, because we have to do, you know, and I get it. I understand. So in this mess, what do we do? Should we have a bunch of people offer to apply for jobs, you know, at the unemployment agency? What needs to be done? Well, many states' budgets are now cutting money going to many of these departments. So I don't know if they're hiring. You would think, great, let's have the unemployment department hire more people, train them, expand. You give people jobs, you give people their unemployment. It didn't happen, especially if they're working on a minimum budget. And to get budget approval and emergency funds sometimes takes an act of Congress. So I'm not sure what we could do, but we need to do something. If you guys have friends and family and neighbors that still haven't gotten their unemployment insurance, we need to somehow, you know, ask wherever you live, their agency, what you could do to help, because this is starving for another week is not an option. 1-877-DOC-DELLY, don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.